Torah says, Yeshua ben Nun, Mali Ruch, Koch v'ki samach Moshe es yadov alo, v'yishvu alo b'nei Yisrael v'yasu kashu tziv Hashem es Moshe. So it says, Yeshua ben Nun, v'yishvu alo b'nei Yisrael, to Yeshua. And so what's the idea? They listen to Yeshua. And then Torah ends, Kol hayad hachazaka l'chol mor hagadol asher osa Moshe le'inei kol Yisrael. So Rashi says, Shenesol lo'ibol lishbor haluchos le'ineim. Asher shibarta? Yasher kochcha asher shibarta. So it's a funny thing. The Torah ends on a down note. The Torah ends, Yeshkarek for the Shviras haluchos. That's the end. What did Moshe do? Le'enei kol Yisrael? Shenesol libo lishbor haluchos. So the Torah ends with Shviras haluchos, and then the Torah begins Bereishis bara Elokim, which gives our claim to Eretz Yisrael. That people think that we stole Chas v'Shalom. But no, Hashem says that we... And the Rambam says, Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchas Tefila, Halacha, Hey, Kol Ha'olam Kros B'Tor Posech B'Dover Tov, Messiah B'Dover Tov. You're supposed to always end an Aliyah with, you start with good, you end with good. Here we're ending the Torah with the Luchos, the Shvirs HaLuchos. So it's not necessarily the best thing. Now we know the says in Masechta Shkolim, there were two Aronos that were with Israel. Echad Haisa Torah Nesuna, page 8. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Ben Lakish Omer Beis Aronos Hayu Mahalchim Im Yisrael Bamidbar. Echad Shehaisa Torah Nesuna B'Socho, Echad Shehayu Shivra Eluchos Nesuna B'Socho. So they had two Aronos that they used to carry with them in the Midbar. One was with a Torah. And what was the Shivei Eluchos? And the Tosis also, page 9, in Erevin. Omer read, Shnei Aronos Hayu, Echad Shebo Shivei Eluchos, Munochim Vosso Hayu, Malichim Ba Milchama. For Milchama, they would dafka use the Shivei Eluchos. So what's this idea? Okay, so take a look. The Belzer Rebbe, Yisachar Dov of Belz, page 13. On the bottom, Yeshua ben Nun Mali Ruach Chochma Ki Samach Moshe Es Yodav Alav Vayishmu Elav Bnei Yisrael Vayasu Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe Vayish Ledakvek Ma Asu Bnei Yisrael. What does it mean? Vayasu Yeshua ben Nun Mali Ruach Chochma Ki Samach Moshe Es Yadov Alav Vayishmu Elav Bnei Yisrael Vayasu Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. What did they do? Yeshua Dakli Ma Osu Bnei Yisrael Blahuskor Kansha Osu Ezedover. And then in Parshas Pinchas Shetziva Hashem Es Moshe L'smochos Yeshua Nemar V'samachta Es Yadov Alav L'man Yishmu Kol Adas V'Yisrael Mashen D'hai Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Hamor Kan Koyal Mashashamu Bnei Yisrael Advarv Shal Yeshua. Maybe it's Vayasu means that they listen to Yeshua, going back to Parshas Pinchas. But if that be the case, it should have said Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Vayishmu Elav. In other words, here it just says Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Yeshua Ben Nun. Samach Moshe is Yadav Alav, Vayishmu Elav. So you think it's going back on the Parsha Pinchas of Yeshua, Samach is Yadav Alav, Reman Yishmu Kol Das Bnei Yisrael. It should have said, Samach is Yadav Alav, Vayishmu Elav. So he says like this, Beishmu, the Zohar, he has Sia. The Sia was that they listened to Yeshua. But here it says, Veishmu Vayasu. And what? So in the Pasuk in Devarim, it says, Yeshua ben Nun Malei Ruach Chochma. In Parshat Zosa Bracha, Veishmu Elav Bnei Yisrael. So he says like this, Yesh Lomar, Chazal Yushalmi. See, in Parshat Pinchas, it says, Laman Yishmu Kol Adas B'Yisrael. It doesn't say Laman Yishmu Elav. Here it says Yishmu Elav. There it just says Laman Yishmu. So he says, Yushalmi in Shabbos, right here. So it's an unbelievable thing. Take a look. Page 11. Rav Chizkiya, Rav Yirmiyahu, Rav Chiya, B'Shem, Rav Yochanan, In Yochal Odom, L'Shalshal, Az Hashmu, Ad Moshe, Shilshal. It says the Pnei Moshe, Im Yochal, L'Shalshal, Shmu, Sheshamata, Ezo Halach, V'Yochal, Atal, L'Chaber, L'Azkir, M'Zeh, Kibbel, M'Zeh. Because if you have a halacha, if you're able to trace it back to Moshe Rabbeinu, to show that you heard it from this, who heard it from this, who heard it from this. That's a tremendous milah, because you can trace it back to the source. So if you could do that, and more. Mishum de mitzvah la'omra b'shem omra. So he says like this. That's what the Yerushalmi says. That there's an idea of tracing the Shmuel back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So on page 14, on the fifth line, the fourth line. Yishlom the Amru Chazal she Adam lomid haTorah Tzarich l'shal shel haShmuah shalom ha'ish mipiish ad Moshe. Fize yugna psukim. Parshas Pinchas it says l'man yishmu kadas for Israel. It doesn't say l'man yish loksiv a lav. Hashem says to Moshe sheyamshich kedusha v'chol dor v'dor. Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to be mamshich your kedusha in the future generations. So when Bnei Israel will hear divrei Torah from the Chachmei Ador, it should be like they heard it from you. So it doesn't say a love. That kavana ha'isa sheishmu l'chachamim shabuchal doros. Loksiv a love. That kavana ha'isa sheishmu l'chachamim. It's not only Yeshua. If it would be Yeshua, it would say a love. You got to listen to Yeshua. It says l'man yishmu. I mean, Yeshua is just one example, but it's nothing to do with Yeshua. It's every chacham in every future generation. The Torah that he's transmitting is Torah's Moshe. I can't conceive a love. Here, it says in Zos HaBracha, a love. It means Yeshua. Ilu haya Moshe omer hadvar me'ela. V'chein hikdim v'yasu, v'yishmu v'yasu, klomash v'yishmu a love, afu pi sheshomu, v'eis mipi Yeshua. Kol zeh v'yasu b'nei Yisrael. V'chein zos kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, tila yosim mipi Moshe. So in Parshas Pinchas is saying, that L'man Yishmu means that not only to, even though it's talking about Yeshua, but it means that every generation you're going to listen to the Chachamim, and it's Ke'ilu that you're listening to Moshe, and this specific parasha is talking about Yeshua, so it says, Elov, Ke'ilu that he heard it from you. But what's the idea of the Aron and the Shiver Haluchas? That they would go to the Mochama for the Shiva Eluchos. So that he says here, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, Nira Linot Sofa Torah B'tchilosav. Rashi Mevarish, Kan Le'enei Kol Yisrael, Shashi Ber Moshe Aluchos, Nega Kol Yisrael. V'kosha, Yitachin, Shator Mesem, Hin Shvius Aluchos? Halo Matzinu, B'kama Mekolosh, Im Asim, Enu B'dover Tov, Tiknu Lichbol. Like a lot of times, right, if the end of something is not a Dover Tov, then we repeat the Pasuk from before, right? Like Kohelis. Sof davar hakol nishma. Because it says, Alkim yavias adama mishpar, it told me ra. So you don't end up with the word ra. So then you go back. Sof davar hakol nishma. Chayim haftar shal shabbos or chodesh. Kei lam se yem sa atar akdosh v'inu shviyus haluchas. Nira al koponim shemati mi adonoi ovi izal farsh mamar chazal v'shashe yetu yisrael amuchoma yumuchim yim ha'oron shiver haluchas. Why did they take, you would think, if they go to Muhammad, they would take the good luchas, not the bad luchas. Peirush pi mashama aviv hakadosh shama magid mi skol shama rabbeinu hakadosh du b'lefash mamar be'olam l'rosa chama piki mosa shalavana. Right? In other words, literally it means that the sun never sees the crescent of the moon, because when you see the moon and when you see the crescent of the moon, then the sun is covered up, right? As you see the moon. So the chama never sees piki mosa shalavana. So that's what it literally means. But what's the musar? The goyim, they count their days of the year to the sun, the solar. The akum monim l'chama. The Israel monim l'levana. So what's the idea? The akum she'osim ezadover. Because a goy, anything he does, can never admit a mistake. Always we're showing. Like the sun. You know, the sun is always showing. It's setting, But Shenkin Yisrael, we mourn a little vana. We understand that there's a pegima. But the goyim, nimshul l'chama. Because they can never be moida that they have a chisar. They saw Nushul Havana. So Mela, Klal Yisrael always carried with them the Shivrei Luchos. Because the Shivrei Luchos teach us that, we can make a mistake, we're not always perfect, we're looking for shleimus, we're yearning for something. And that's a tremendous madrega. And that's not, some people can't understand that madrega. They can't admit that they made a mistake. Sometimes people speak not so nice about a person, so instead of apologizing, they say, no, this person, he's a shlemazel. So I have a right to instead of saying, no, I made the mistake to speak that way to him. I made the mistake. No. They change it around because they can't admit a mistake. They can't admit that they did something wrong. And that's the meat of a goy. I'm not saying there aren't goyim that good. I don't want to make a whole thing about Chassar Shalom to say. But that's not the meat of Israel. I mean, the goyim that it also could admit, I'm not saying. So the Shivrei Luchos, even though it was a negative thing, but that's the godless of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael Nimshul Levana. And that's the idea that everything we learn, we have to trace back to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Onuf. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the one in Parsha Shmini that could admit, Vayishma Moshe v'yitav v'einav, that he made a mistake. And that's the biggest yisod, to be the midas ha'emes, the midas ha'anova, the olam l'rosa kama b'gi mosa shalavana. Chet ha'yinosim imam aronim shiver luchos. So that's the thing we always have to carry with us. Luchos shleimus, you don't have to carry with you. You look at it when you need to. But that midah, because that's a very hard midah, to say, to be moda, that I made a mistake, I was wrong, it's broken, it's a mistake. But that ultimately, you need the tremendous chizuk, but that's what's going to make the distinction between a yid and a goy. That's going to make a distinction between a yid and a goy. Olam lo rasa chama pegimosha shalavana. The chama doesn't see the pegima. Because when the chama is out, there's no levana, there's no pegima. But we mona lo levana. And we trace everything we learn, we have to trace back, if we can, to what? To Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Yerushalmi says. If you can trace it back to Moshe Rabbeinu, then, because all you're learning, it has to be traced back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Is Moshe Rabbeinu the person? Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah's Moshe? And that's how we end the Torah. And that's our koyach to win in the Mochama. Then we start Reishis Barakim. Because that midah v'anova. So it was a negative thing, but ultimately that's the greatest thing. That's the greatest thing is that we can admit the mistakes and that we're not always shalom and that we yearn. For some people, they'll make a mistake, but then they have to cover it up and they just admit, you made a mistake. Instead of giving a pill pull to say how it's not a mistake. Or to try to, he spoke negative about a person, say, oh, he deserves. It's, no, but that's only because you don't have the ability to be modela emes. And that's how the Torah ends, on that note. Shvius aluchos, and that's not Shvius aluchos, and then we forget about it. You know, we keep the, he was thinking, the aluchos shvurus, that we keep hidden someplace, because you can't admit that. You know, no, we take that with us all the time. We take that with us all the time, because that's, you want to get prophecy after the Shemaya, if you model the emes, you get prophecy after the Shemaya, and that's how the Torah ends. And then we can go and conquer Eretz Yisrael, and be zocher for Eretz Yisrael, as he says on the next page, on page 15, was b'china shivrei luchos, eishu b'reishu b'alakim sh'yotzi l'mochoma, u'ksha yinhogukach, and then m'meila, b'reishu b'alakim. Then we have a right to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So that's how alien call Israel. We take it when we fight the Muhammad, and ultimately, what's the important Muhammad is Kvishas Eretz Israel. So that brings us back, Gracious Balakim. Gracious Balakim. The Rashi says, "Kal Israel conquered Eretz Israel." And the Uma said, "We're Ganovim. No, we have a right. Hashem created the world. He can decide who has the right, etc. But we conquer Eretz Israel, and we have the Shivrei Haluchos with us." And then Einei Kol Yisrael, Precious Balakim. But dafka with that midah, the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the midah of Shivrei Luchos, the midah of Yishalshal Limudo at Moshe Rabbeinu. And Bez Hashem, with this attitude, we should be matzliach. Because if a person can't admit to emes, then it's not worth any. You know, what is it worth? And it's a great thing to be able to see that you made a mistake and. I have in my sefer from Henoch Leibowitz quotes from the Sefer Zikaron and the Perish Rashi. It's a Perish and Rashi. So he says there are three madregas of people. Some people they can't admit anything. They won't admit it. So that's one madrega. Obviously that's not a good madrega. Then there's the madrega of a person could admit, but he's embarrassed that he made a mistake. The third madrega is the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayishma Moshe v'ita be'enu. And he's happy that he's able to, that somebody was mamid him ala emes. That's the highest madriga. And that's when we're proud of that, because we make mistakes. Good. You made a mistake, you learn, you'll be better next time. You know, that's how the Torah ends, on that note. And then we can go and conquer Eretz Israel with the Shivrei Halukos and start Bereishis Bar Elokim, the conqueror of Eretz Israel. And Bez Hashem, with this idea, is, and then we tie it into Parshas Hazinu, that only we learn Torah with that idea, with Mechadish Torah, and then we create new Olamas, and Bez Hashem, that should, and Sukkos is an idea of the new Olam that we created. Bez Hashem, we should all be Zokah to go into the Sukkah, and to be Nena, Mitzel Hashchina, Bez Hashem, and Gemach HaSimah Tova, Olanu, Ukol Beis Yisrael. Questions?